Hello, you're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and live lives they genuinely love. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and I'm a certified career and life coach. My passion is guiding others to find and live theirs. As a part of what I do, one of my fascinations is finding out what others do out there in the world. I'm always passionate and excited about their why and the varying degree of their level of enthusiasm for doing so and the many ways that they enhance the lives of others. And when I first spoke to my guest about his livelihood, I could tell immediately that he was excited and passionate about what he does. And for a lot of good reasons. My guest today is Reggie LeFay, and he's an entrepreneur and a real estate investor. And with so much going on in real estate, not only in Sandpoint, but virtually everywhere I have traveled or know people, I really had to know more. We're going to go to break, and when we come back, Reggie's going to share his journey and how he's enhancing the lives in others with what he's doing. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Scott
and Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old powerhouse building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us. 208-265-6406.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TAP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now, and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TAP to 321-321. That's TAP to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. Through Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands at up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
COVID-19 has cast a spotlight on the stark inequalities that drive poverty. The poorest communities in the U.S. and around the world are suffering the most. Oxfam believes we can put systems in place to protect health and livelihoods in the future if we work together with dignity and compassion. Learn how you can help offer safety to the most vulnerable and fight for a more resilient future at OxfamAmerica.org. Sponsored by Oxfam America.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lisa Marquardt. I am a certified career and life coach, and my passion is guiding others to find and live theirs. My guest today is Reggie LeFay, and he is an entrepreneur and a real estate investor. Welcome, Reggie. So happy Hello. You could be here with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So part of my passion in asking you to come and be on the show is to just, I know that there has been so much going on in real estate in Sandpoint and, like I said, everywhere else pretty mm-hmm. much that I am aware of. And people I've found have either very strong feelings about being excited about it or on the other side of it, not being excited about it.
Mm.
So what was your impetus? How did you step into this world of real estate investment?
Yeah. So it's a fairly new endeavor for me. This is something I've really kind of pursuing more full time in the last, like, really 6 months and studying for quite a while, but really just diving in. So my impetus was me really wanting to build a portfolio of properties, you know, mainly for passive income, wealth building, you know, that was the main reason. And then just, I love real estate. Like, I've always loved architecture and buildings, and, you know, I'll walk into a building and I'm like looking at how it's constructed and materials they used. And so it's just kind of natural for me. Yeah. So, you know, design, you know, not that I'm the world's best designer, but I appreciate really good design and clean, minimal design. So, that's really what started it. And then I saw an opportunity, with basically, it's nothing new. It's been going on for a long time, but basically identifying properties that are distressed that need to be rehabbed. There's a whole industry around this. And so there's a lot of players in this type of investing. So there are the flippers who buy the houses and do the actual work and relist it, you know, for a higher value than they bought it for, right? And so there's money to be made there. There's a lot of investors that buy and hold. So they'll buy something, they'll fix it up, they'll just keep it in their portfolio as a rental. And so there's ways around that. You know, what I'm mainly focused on right now is what's called wholesaling. So that's essentially being the middleman. I find these distressed properties, have a list of buyers that I've worked with. So I build relationships with agents, buyers or fix and flippers. And I kind of just am the middleman, and I get a cut, I guess, for passing the deal along.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
And so, you've been working in another area. And so all of a sudden you have this passion for real estate.
Yep.
And so I'm always fascinated to find out, like, what was that moment? What was the light bulb that went off that made you go, huh, maybe this is a different avenue I might want to pursue, or an opportunity I might want to pursue?
Yeah. So what was the moment? Well, my past, I have a background in tech, like technology. So 20s and 30s, I was a software engineer. Since then I've had various other ventures. And so I think, you know, honestly, it's really nothing, crazy. It's just, I think I was just watching some YouTubes one night and, like, you know, I'm like, you know, searching, look, you know, asking questions and, watching some YouTubes. And, I actually came across, there's a few different, guys out there or people out there that I've really started following. And, you know, one of them is the, I don't know, his name's Pace Morby. He runs a sub to creative finance mentorship. And so I had ended up joining that mentorship to kind of just accelerate my learning and be in a community. And, you know, it was a bit of a big leap at the time. Cause I was like, you know, I really want to do this, but you know, it's not a cheap mentorship, but at the same time, I didn't go to college. So a lot of, you know, I've in the past, I mean, this is like the, I was thinking about it the other day. I think this is maybe the second or third mentorship I've kind of joined in my life to, you know, take on a more focused learning, to apply some knowledge to get where I want to be. So
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that because I don't know. My history has been to work for a school district in Southern California, and the goal of the district, which had 110,000 students, every student goes to college.
Right.
I worked with these kids. I knew they either A, had no idea what they wanted to go to college for,
exactly,
and or B, had no interest. And so I've always felt very strongly that there are so many other ways to gain an education, get a mentorship, get the information, the skills that you need, the connections that you need in other ways. Use that money. Somewhere down the road, you're going to use that for something to help further your pursuit. So can you speak a little bit about like your mentorship? How did that what did you gain from it, and how did you go about finding the opportunities to do that?
Yeah, so again, I think it was just YouTube. I think I got
YouTube.
I got sucked into the old sales funnel from their mentorship. But you know, I was pretty selective. I was, you know, I didn't just jump in right away. It wasn't like, oh my gosh, this is it. I feel like I vetted it out, and I kept watching lots of videos and doing lots of research, and it got to a point where I just, you know, it was more of a gut approach where I was like, I just feel like this is really speaking to me. It's going to be a great mentorship. I'm going to get something out of it for sure. So I saw it as a win-win. Like, so, you know, it just, I feel like if you start asking questions, like put it out there to the universe, the answers will just kind of come to you. And in today's age, it comes to us through social media or, you know, friends, or you have a friend who's like, you know, I mean, I'm sure you've had an experience where you're thinking about something or you're pondering something, and then you see a friend one day and they say something to you that answers your question, and you're like, oh my gosh, I've been wondering. So, you know, I just kind of feel like it kind of fell on my lap, and I, but again, you know, I seized the opportunity. It felt like the right thing. And so far it's proven to be a really, really, the right decision for what I'm trying to do.
And so when you say mentorship, is that generally some sort of a program that you invest in and then there's a return on your investment, or is it basically like kind of more of a coaching thing where, you know, it's more they give you advice on what to do?
Yeah. So this particular mentorship was set up around, so there's a 6 week or an 8 week course. So it was all broken into modules. So it was kind of like you could come in with zero real estate knowledge, take this course and walk away. And, you know, are you an expert? No, but you're definitely going to have the language, a lot more knowledge to be able to wrap your head around how a lot of these different types of real estate deals work. So that's kind of what it did for me. So it was kind of, it's a course, and then it's ongoing. It's, this one, it's for life. So they're constantly updating, you know, there's a private Facebook group. There's a Discord group. There's a lot of other, leadership, designated leadership in the mentorship. Sure. And you can just go to them and ask questions, and, you know, they're very big on taking action. So they're like, go get your first deal, go do this, go do this. And, you know, and a lot of new students are like, but I don't know how to do it, or the mechanics of it. I'm going to mess it up. And their whole thing is go mess up. Like,
for sure,
that's how you're going to learn. And, you know, you also have this huge community of lots of experienced investors that if you come across something, we're going to be able to answer the question for you.
Gotcha.
So I found it to be, you know, valuable. And, you know, and to be honest, I did my first deal after within like 90 days of being in this mentorship, and it more than paid for the mentorship. So at this point, I'm already like, sweet, I've more than broken even. So it was worth it. The ROI was well worth it. So,
So can you tell us a little, I mean, just to give us an example, what was it like? And what did you mess up? What did you do well?
Yes. Well, to be honest, I think I got really lucky on the first deal. You know, well, as far as messing up, maybe I was looking at maybe just not the right things. But once I started looking at the right things and looking for the right deal, it really just happened kind of quick. And so for me, essentially, you know, I'm finding these distressed properties, and right now I'm working in metro markets. Right now, the main market I'm working in is in the Nashville market. So I was, you know, I've been doing a lot of agent outreach, scouring for houses on market, off market. There's a lot of different methods for doing that. But I came across this deal after, you know, 2.5-3 weeks of, you know, scouring and hours of talking to agents. And I found this deal and I put in an offer, and it was a really lowball offer, and it, they accepted my offer. So then what happens? I got it under contract, and I was kind of like, I'm not sure what to do now. Yeah. So I got back into the group, and I JV'd with someone, or joint ventured. Okay. And together he kind of guided me through some of the things, and it's essentially, you know, I did what's called an assignment of contract. So I get the house under contract.
Sure.
I have my end buyers. I'm calling them saying, hey, I have this house. Here's the price. Here's how much it needs for rehab based on my estimates. And here's the ARV, the after repair value. And so those guys came and did a showing. I wasn't there. I had my JV partner was in Nashville. So he was the one showing them and taking care of what we call dispo, or the disposition, the sale of the house. Sure. Within 48 hours, one of them wanted it. We had it locked up, and I just assigned the contract to them, and there's a fee attached to it. So at closing, they're the ones closing, but I sold it for a higher price than I locked it up for. Closing, the title company wires me money. They take control of the house, and then they start renovating it.
And so then, is there an agent involved as well? And you're just kind of an adjunct agent, so to speak?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I am not an agent. You do not have to be an agent to do this. There was an agent involved on the seller side, because this deal that I found was an on-market deal. So the seller had an agent that was listed on the MLS. One of my tactics was, when I called that agent, I said, I'm unrepresented. Why don't you also represent my side? So now they're going to get full commission. They get 6%. So now it makes my offer a little more attractive. They're like, sweet, I don't have to pay out another agent out of my half. And so that, in this instance, for an on-market deal, an agent was involved. Starting to do a lot more outreach for off-market properties. And typically agents are not involved. You're just going direct to seller, locking in the deal, and just working directly with title companies. A lot of people think you can't do real estate without agents, and it's just so not true. And granted, I'm not poo-pooing agents. They're very valuable. Not all of them, but you know, a lot of them. Yeah. So, there's a whole industry built around this. That it's more massive than anyone, I think, even realizes.
Yeah. And I can't wait to hear more about it, but it's time for us to go to break. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Sandpoint Superdrug is celebrating their 50th anniversary. Thanks to their customers, they're still able to offer everything you need in one place. Get ready for your outside projects and pick up all your supplies in their Ace Hardware department. While you're there, fill your prescriptions, check out their nutrition center, or visit their home and gift area. They have something for everyone. Proud to be serving you for 50 years. Open 7 days a week on 5th Avenue. Sandpoint Superdrug, your friendly family-owned business.
Leadership Sandpoint, a program of the Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, is holding their annual Cinco de Mayo block party in downtown Sandpoint on Friday, May 5th.
The fiesta is on Main Street between 1st and 2nd Ave from 4 to 8 p.m. and features numerous food, beer, and wine vendors, music, raffles, kid activities, and more.
This year's beneficiary is UCAM, a gym for special needs individuals. Don't miss the Cinco de Mayo block party Friday, May 5th in downtown Sandpoint.
For more information, contact the Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce.
It's going to be a great opportunity for people to see a really high-class exhibit done by the Smithsonian here in our small little village, you know, just a few thousand people.
The West Bonner Library District in Priest River is proud to be the first in the country to launch the next traveling exhibit in the Smithsonian Museums on Main Street program. Spark, Places of Innovation, will highlight innovation in rural America from the perspective of the people who lived it. Their words, images, and experiences, gathered through an ambitious crowdsourcing initiative, will be the heartbeat of the exhibition. Join the West Bonner Library District for a ribbon-cutting reception on Main Street in Priest River at 6 p.m. on May 19th. There will be live music, food trucks, custom swag, beer, wine, and much more. The exhibit will be free and open to the public May 20th to July 1st. The opening reception is brought to you in part by Stimson Lumber Company, Timbertown Brewery, and Pillar Financial Group.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have had the courage and taken the risks to do work and to live lives they genuinely love. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and my guest today is Reggie LeFay. He is an entrepreneur and a real estate investor. And as I said at the top of the show, with so much going on in real estate, I feel like it's one of those things that people are kind of curious about and wonder if there's ways for them to get in that maybe they hadn't thought of, you know, either as a buyer or a seller. So that being said, what makes an ideal client for you working with your business now?
What makes an
on the buying side and the selling side?
Got it. So let's see. What makes an ideal client? So on the buying side, you're talking about like the buyers that I work with, or yeah. So obviously, an ideal client. You know, and again, I think real estate, at least the way that I'm doing it, is very much it's a relationship business. So I don't just talk to these buyers and put them on a list and shoot them emails with houses. It's, you know, I really try to get to know them, what they're actually buying. I mean, I have some buyers that are like, you know, hey, we want to buy, you know, $200,000-$300,000 houses and spend, you know, $100,000 to renovate. And here's our buy box. It has to be a 3-2, you know, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and et cetera, et cetera. And then I have other buyers that are like, we'll buy $1 million property and put $600,000 into it and sell it for, you know, $2.8 million. So
now, and that, tell me where I'm wrong, but I imagine that your initial buyers turn into those buyers that end up buying the $1 million because they're making money as they go and yeah. they reinvest it. So
yeah, I mean, some of them build and reinvest and kind of go bigger. You know, bigger's not always better.
Right.
You know, and especially sure. you know, the real estate market is always changing, and right now, a lot of the guys that I'm working with and gals, there are some gals I work with. They're liking more of the lower price point houses, mainly because of interest rates and with what people are buying. You can always find a buyer for a $2 million house. Typically, it just takes longer. So, you know, these guys, they're going out and typically, you know, there's a misconception too, I think. Most, I would say every single investor I know, no one is using their own money. So even if you've built up capital and you have $5 million in the bank or whatever, no one's using their own money. They go get hard money loans or private money. So they have to factor that into the cost. So when they pick up a property from me or however they get their property, they have to factor in hold cost. So, you know, if you're buying a, let's just call it a $100,000 house and it's a 10% interest, and you need to spend 50 to renovate it, well, that's 150 they're borrowing at 10%. So over, you know, it's annualized. So over a year, that's going to be 15K. So the idea is to like get the house, get it renovated, get it back on the market and be done in 180 days. So you can minimize your hold cost. So let's see, where was I going with that? I don't remember. Oh, you were asking me about the buyers and sellers. So yeah, I mean, it's all very individual for the buyers. I mean, the ideal client is really just me knowing them and kind of what they're looking for so I can help them.
So how do you go about getting these buyers? I mean, like, do you just have kind of, is it mostly a group that you have that are working kind of together, but separately? And
yeah, so in the mentorship I'm in, there are a lot of people in there who've identified themselves as buyers, and they're either fix and flips or buy and hold investors. But I've actually, you know, I was actually having this conversation the other day with a friend. I'm kind of running my company. It's more like a tech company. I mean, houses could be anything. I mean, it could be cell phones or water bottles, like the, sure. the product, it could be whatever. It's really just marketing and sales, and the product could be whatever. It just happens to be houses. So, I was losing my train of thought on that too.
No problem. It's just basically like if do a lot of people like find their way into your group or is
Gotcha. Yeah, so that was the tech company. So I have some software that I use to help me identify buyers. So what it does essentially is I can go to any market and see all the fix and flips. And so I can say, oh, okay, show me the fix and flips that have been sold in the last month in Atlanta. And then I can go in and look at that data and I can see who did it. And I can see how long they bought it or how long they held it, how long it took to sell. I can see what they bought it for, what they sold it for. I can run some numbers to figure out what they spent on it. So I can kind of already get to know them before I even call them.
Sure.
So I find them, and it's just free. There's free tools. Most of these people are doing, you know, flips in corporate names. So it's, you know, Johnny Home Solutions LLC or whatever. So you just go to opencorporates.com, pull that up, and it tells you who it is, and then I look them up and call them. It really is that easy. You know, sometimes people have LLCs that have registered agents, and so you can't get right. the direct person. So it's a little harder. But it's worked really well. I've just called these guys, and the thing is because I have the data – and I can see the most recent flip they did. I can call up and be like, oh, hey, John, I saw the property you flipped over at 165 Main Street. Looks amazing. Just curious if you're in the market for anything else. Here's kind of what I have. Here's what I do. And I would say 8 out of 10 conversations are super positive, and they're just like, oh yeah, please, like, bring us any deal you have. We're always looking for fix and flips or whatever. And so then I just kind of get to know them and build that relationship, and then hopefully find them a house and bring it to them.
Nice.
So yeah,
so,
yeah.
So everybody's got their role to play.
Yeah, everyone has the role to play. You know, as far as the seller side or where I'm finding the properties, you know, the MLS is easy. These people are already identified as, they are motivated sellers. They've talked to an agent and listed their house.
And that, you know, how long they've been waiting.
Exactly. And that's another thing. I can go find a house that's been on the market for 90 plus days. Yeah. I know that they're getting ready to fire their real estate agent because they think it's the real estate agent's problem. And, you know, typically it's not. It's because they're asking too much for their house. No one wants to pay $500,000 for a $200,000 house. Yeah, and I see that a lot.
Yeah. Well, especially now, I would imagine right now with housing prices dropping.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. We've seen, you know, I'd say since this time last year, we've seen about a 10 to 15% drop.
Everywhere?
In prices, you know, mostly everywhere. Not can't say blanket statement everywhere, but
sure.
a lot of the main metro areas, and but then there's other areas that are like still going up, like Tampa. Tampa is insanely on fire, like crazy real estate going on there.
Why?
I haven't figured it out. I'm not working that market, so I haven't spent much time trying to figure it out, but I do have several buddies that is the only market they work in, and they're crushing it. I mean, Tampa's been on fire for the last, you know, year, and still to this day, right now, it's on fire. Super interesting. There's some other just weird pockets. I mean, Atlanta's on fire, Raleigh, North Carolina.
And is there usually a reason for, I mean, I really feel like a city or an area will, the name gets out there and it
explodes.
Why that area as opposed to other areas? I mean, I know there's certain demographic reasons and you know, things like that, but there always seems to be just kind of those pockets.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. There are so many factors to consider when you're really looking at that. I think the obvious one we've seen in the last 2 or 3 years is political.
Sure.
You can literally look at real estate maps and data, and there is a mass exodus from blue states to red states.
Yep.
And, you know, whatever side of the fence you're on or wherever you think you're at politically, it is what it is. That's the data.
Right.
So, you know, you're seeing especially like the Sun Belt states, you know, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Texas, like the whole kind of southeast, all the way through, you know, Arizona, New Mexico. I mean, those are always good states for investing, but even more so in the last few years, just seeing just crazy amounts of deals happening. And like Phoenix, Arizona is just crazy. Nevada's crazy. Like Las Vegas is a crazy market. I'm not looking at California for investing. I'll say that.
But you know, I have yet to talk to anybody, and maybe it's just I don't know the people, but I only hear of real estate, you know, like there being more demand than there is supply. I do not know where there is more supply than demand. I haven't done research on it, but just from talking to people, it doesn't matter where they're from. They say, no, real estate's crazy work.
Yeah.
So I don't get that either.
Yeah. I mean, there is still huge demand and undersupply. I mean, I was just looking at some statistics, see if I can recall them off the top of my head. Someone listening to the show is going to fact check me and be like, he's lying. But
we won't give the right phone number.
Yeah. Yeah. It's essentially, I was looking at the Phoenix market, and if you look at what was on market after the 2008 crash, right now it's not too far from that.
Is
and
that
it's
right?
It's still just like really low inventory.
Wow.
Like in most metros. It's still really low inventory.
Interesting.
So it is definitely, you know, it's definitely interesting.
I fear there's got to be some ghost towns out there somewhere, and I just don't know where they are. But
yeah, no one wants to live there, I don't think.
No, I know. I'm just curious where they are. But anyways, it's time for us to take another break, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
White Cross Pharmacy is your locally owned pharmacy that has been serving North Idaho since 1922, offering an array of pharmacy and compounding services. The local folks at White Cross Pharmacy pride themselves on personable, exceptional, and professional service, with four locations to serve you, Highway 2 in Sandpoint and Priest River, Inside Miller's Harvest Foods in Spirit Lake, and Inside Super 1 in Old Town. Visit them on Facebook or go to whitecrossrx.com.
Get a great deal and save more today on a brand new Hyundai at Midway Hyundai.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Hyundai. Workday, play day, every day, Hyundai. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Hyundai. Save every day at Midway Hyundai.
Why spend all day at the dealership? At Midway Hyundai, you save time with our fast lane delivery process. Complete all your paperwork and drive home in your new Hyundai in 60 minutes or less. Drive into the Midway fast lane today and start enjoying your new Hyundai in less than an hour.
Save every day at Midway Hyundai.
It's worth the drive to save today at Midway Hyundai. I-90 Autoplex and Post Falls, and go to Midway.com.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Hyundai. Workday, play day, every day. Save every day at Midway Hyundai.
60-minute fast lane delivery begins once vehicle is selected and purchase price is agreed upon and or financing is approved.
Make sure that your home's heating and cooling system is being cared for by your local dealer, AGE Heating and Cooling, the only independent, locally family-owned Lennox Premier dealer in the greater Sandpoint area. And we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates or 6 months no-interest financing on a new Lennox system. Call now, 208-603-2210, or visit AGEHeatingandCooling.com. That's AGEHeatingandCooling.com. HVAC Contractors License 059041.
The grass is turning green. Time to get to work. North 40 Outfitters can help whip your backyard into shape. We've got all the basics. Seed, fertilizer, weed control, plant food at great prices. Plus new innovative products like the Vigo Raised Garden Bed that can be configured 9 different ways to customize your gardening space. Don't forget Mother's Day, May 14th. Sun hats, sandals, beautiful hanging baskets, yard decor, and more. We'll take care of mom. Shop North 40 Outfitters or buy online and pick up in-store at north40.com. North 40 Outfitters, outfitting work and play.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. I knew we could not put off getting life insurance. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $40 a month. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $18 a month.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-452-5050 or go to SelectQuote.com now. That's 1-800-452-5050.
Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and my guest today is Reggie LeFay. He is an entrepreneur and a real estate investor. And I want to wrap up this segment talking a little bit about the way you enhance the lives of others in the work that you do. And I know that we that was kind of one of our first conversations.
Sure.
About why you love what you're doing. So can you say a little bit about that part?
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't necessarily, I think at first glance, you wouldn't think real estate you're necessarily helping people, but I see it differently. There's several ways. I mean, one, if you think about it, a home is where, you know, we raise our families and we create memories, and they give our lives a lot of significance. And so there's something really awesome about finding a distressed property and getting it rehabbed and creating a new life for that house and a new family to move in and create those memories. So that's, you know, that's a little bit of a passive way. It's not like I'm, you know, there and, but, you know, another way, so another part of what I do is a lot of creative financing. And so creative financing is a way to get into real estate if you literally do not have any money. And this can work several ways. I mean, there's the traditional, like, seller finance.
Yes.
So, for instance, maybe there's an older retired couple. They want to go travel in their RV. They don't want their house anymore, and they own it outright. So if you could work a seller finance deal with them, so instead of them renting their house, now they just become the bank. And so, hey, I'm paying you a monthly payment. You don't have to worry about renters. You don't have to do any of that. You're just a bank collecting money on this asset that you own. So now they're pretty free and stress-free. And so they get to go and travel and do their RV thing or whatever they want to do.
Right.
You know, as an example. You know, and unfortunately, there's a lot of people, and I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of this. There's a lot of people in not only distressed properties, but distressed financial situations.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
And so the option traditionally has been, well, okay, I'm not paying my mortgage. I'm stressed out. Most people are just, they just deny, deny, deny. They just throw those letters away. They're in pre-foreclosure. It'll go away. It'll magically fix itself. And then it's literally 2 days before the auction. And at that point, it's like, you know, they're going down the road of foreclosure. And that is a, you know, it is a very stressful, it can ruin your life. I mean, it messes up your credit. It ruins your future chances for getting another house, at least in the short term. Or
relationships with your family.
I mean, relationships, it's so, so hard. So what, one thing we're trying to do, and I say we, this is a guy I've kind of been working with. We're not official partners, but we've kind of had some handshake partnerships where we're trying to find people in pre-foreclosure and give them another option to say, hey, you're in this situation. Don't let it go to foreclosure. What if we just come in and take over your loan? And the way this works, this is actually called subject to. This is not, this, yeah, this is nothing new. This has been literally going on for 50 years. But let's just say, for instance, someone bought a house for $100,000. You know, they came in at like a 3% loan, so they didn't put much money down. They've been there for 2 years. Maybe it's worth 110. So they have 10,000 in equity. Let's say they said they own 90 on their note, so they have 20,000 in equity. Well, they can't really, if they get into a foreclosure situation or a pre-foreclosure situation, what are their options? They can try to negotiate with the bank. That doesn't always work out, and then the bank just slaps on, you know, payments on the end, and they do a bunch of extensions, and it can get ugly and actually put them in a worse financial situation down the road. It might, it's like a Band-Aid, right? The other option is you call an agent, you get your house listed, you hope it sells before you go into actual foreclosure. Right. But in this situation where you have no equity, you're going to write a check at closing, because you got to pay agent fees and closing costs. So now you're in a situation where, you know, clearly you're not paying your monthly mortgage because you're in a financial hardship. So you're probably not wanting to write a check at closing because you don't have that check to write.
Exactly.
So in this situation, what I would say is, hey, let me take over your payments. That means we leave the loan in your name. So why would I go get a bank loan just to pay off another bank loan? No one wins in that situation except the banks. So we leave the loan in their name. They have that equity. I'll give them the $20,000 in equity. So now they're walking away from a foreclosure situation with money in their pocket, and they can just walk away from the house. But the loan stays in their name. And what we do in those situations is we get a third-party mortgage company to service that loan, and I now have the title to that house. I own the house, but the loan is still in their name. Okay. So ownership and loan have nothing to do with one another.
That's very interesting.
It's very interesting. A lot of you don't realize that. So
yeah,
I can own the house, but the loan could be in your name, but I can own the house. So now, you know, one of the main questions people in the situation ask was like, well, once we get our financial stability back, how do we go get another loan for a house? Because so there is a way, because it's serviced by a third party, they are actually released from that liability because now I'm paying it, even though their name is still on it. Now, there are a lot of – there are bank clauses. There's the due on sale clause from banks that literally say if you relinquish title of your house, you have to pay the loan off. 99% of the time, banks do not call the due on clause sale. Guys I know who do a lot of these deals, every time they've ever had it called, they were able to negotiate with the bank. Because the banks also don't necessarily want they don't really want the foreclosures. It's a burden on them, and it's a liability, and they're not really in the real estate business. They're in the business of lending money and collecting that money.
Right.
So it's better for them to just like, hey, someone's going to step in, keep taking care of this. So that is a way to go get a house. I mean, if you get someone who bought a house 3-4 years ago and they have a 2%, 3% interest rate,
yeah.
I just acquired a house at their interest rate because I just took it over. And there's no banks, there's no credit, there's no none of that.
And I don't think that's I know that that's been around for a while, but I don't think it's very widely known.
Oh, definitely not.
Yeah,
it is not widely known at all.
Which is really interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know what, Red, you have so much great information, and I'm totally fascinated by it. So if somebody wanted more information, is there a website or some way they would be able to reach you?
Yeah, there is a way. I have a company website. There's not really a whole lot there right now, but the best way is probably just via email. So my email is Reggie, that's R-E-G-G-I-E, at Casa. C-A-S-A Maveo, MOVEO.com. So Reggie at CasaMaveo.com.
Awesome.
Yeah, okay. They can email me, get more info.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll give you my cell phone number. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see how the email conversation goes.
Good point. Exactly. Well, I just think it's super exciting. And, you know, and the passion that you have about it is fun. And, you know, how it aligns with your interests and helping others and, you know, getting people out of a situation that maybe could free them up to get on with their lives in a different way. So, you know, I wanted to make sure that we touched on that too, because
yeah.
I think that's, I always say that if you're doing, you know, the right work in the world, you're doing something that's enhancing somebody's life. So
definitely.
I think that's awesome. But anyways, thank you so much for sharing everything with us. And thank you all for listening in today. Be sure and stay tuned for my show next month. And in the meantime, remember, now is your life. Get out there and really live it.